This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The United States appears to be in conflict with the governments of France and Germany over the prospect of war with Iraq. French President Jacques Chirac and German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder yesterday promised to work together to give United Nations inspectors more time in Iraq and to block a quick move to war. In response, Bush administration officials said they'd push ahead with war preparations regardless of European opposition. NPR's Tom Jeldom reports a lack of international support could make U.S. military action more difficult.
The Bush administration, its position on Iraq challenged almost daily by European allies, is so far standing its ground. Briefing foreign reporters yesterday, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld brushed aside the latest criticism from Paris and Berlin as unimportant.
You're right. Germany has been a problem, and France has been a problem. But you look at vast numbers of other countries in Europe. They're not with France and Germany on this. They're with the United States.
France currently holds the presidency of the UN Security Council. Germany will hold it next month. French and German diplomats are now arguing a second UN resolution must be passed before military action against Iraq gets a green light. The US and British governments counter the French-German position by pointing out that the move toward war could soon become unstoppable. Come along, Rumsfeld seems to be saying, or get left behind.
I can say this, that there are a very large number of countries who have said, regardless of whether there is a second resolution in the United Nations, that they are anxious and willing and ready to join a coalition of the willing.
The ally under greatest pressure to line up with the United States is undoubtedly Turkey. U.S. commanders want to base both aircraft and ground troops in Turkey, positioned to establish a northern front in Iraq should war break out. The Turks have been reluctant to agree to the requests. They worry a new war with its neighbor Iraq would drag down Turkey's economy and possibly lead to a fragmentation of Iraq. That would give the separatist Kurd population an opportunity to establish its own Kurdish state in northern Iraq, and that would threaten the Turkish government next door fighting with its own Kurdish separatists. U.S. and British diplomats, aware of the importance of Turkish support, are pulling out all the stops to persuade Turkish leaders it'll be to their advantage to be on the winning team, not outside it. Bülent Alireza is a Turkey expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
The argument that's been made to them, both by Washington and London, is that it would be far better for them to cooperate with the U.S. and with the U.K. in order to try and protect their interests in northern Iraq, because the decapitation of the Saddam regime may lead to a stronger role for the Kurds, almost inevitably, and Turkey may not be in a position to influence that.
The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs, Air Force General Richard Myers, was in Ankara just this week making a pitch for cooperation. But Pentagon officials say Turkey is still officially holding off on approving the U.S. ground-basing request. Turkish leaders say they're waiting in part to see what happens at the United Nations. And this is just one example of how a lack of international support could complicate U.S. war planning. Michael O'Hanlon, a defense analyst at the Brookings Institution, says Saudi Arabia, another key ally, could also limit its support for the war plan if it appears the United States does not have U.N. support.
In the end, my guess is that if we want everything from the Saudis, including the ability to use their ports and land for ground operations, we are going to need some strong international backup for their position, because they're going to feel awfully lonely being out there just with us and a couple of their small neighbors.
Pentagon officials insist a lack of international support for a U.S.-led war against Iraq would not derail the operation, only make it more difficult. But winning the war in Iraq is one thing, says Michael O'Hanlon. Winning the peace would be a separate challenge.
To the extent that countries feel we've gone on the military operation unilaterally, they may not want to help us even once hostilities are over and the stabilization mission has begun.
Pentagon officials readily acknowledge their concerns about having to wage war against Iraq without the broad international support they'd like, but they also say the problem can be exaggerated. If it looks like we're going to win, says one official, the cold feet will disappear. Lots of countries, he says, will be lining up to get involved. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.